Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
So this poor mom has a birthday party at a restaurant. Nobody shows up. So she gets on Facebook and describes the problem. And it was awesome. Within 15 minutes, families show up with presents. That's the thing that blows my mind. They didn't just show up to be there. Strangers went and bought gifts and brought them by. And I'm just like, this is the power of social media for good. Mm-hmm. Social media is not always good. In this situation, it was. Freddie is with us from Surprise, Arizona. Tell us what happened.
I'm actually calling in reference towards the social media usage. So crazy story. So we decided to get a dog from the city. Once I got my dog, he had no name or nothing like that. The second day, I was opening the door, he bolts from us. So he gets lost. He just runs and we couldn't find him. Yeah. Brought this dog home and instantly my children got attached to the dog and he just missing and like, what do we do? My wife got on social media. There were some groups that were actually helping us to locate him. They created some posters for him and stuff like that.
Wow. Made posters and everything.
That was really great. Yeah. So we actually got my dog 3 days after and he's been home with us ever since then.
3 days after. Oh, that is cool.
Yes. And that was the worst because, like I'm telling you, we just got from the city. He had no name. And we're like, what do we call him? He has no name, so he had nothing to respond to, you know?
Yeah. So now I want to know, what did you name the dog?
Yeah. Marty.
Marty?
Yeah, like Marty McFly.
I like it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. I've never heard anybody name their dog Marty, but that is so cute.
Well, that's a better name than Facebook.
Right.
Right. Much better than Facebook, indeed.
Ann is with us. Where are you calling from? What part? Where are you at?
I'm in the Detroit area.
Oh. So you must be listening to our brand new radio station there at 93.1 FM.
Yes, because it used to be country radio, so it was in my car. And then I'm like, oh, I really like this music. I like this station. I just really am loving it. I told my husband, I said, just started listening to this new station.
Oh, praise God. That's great news.
Right? I think you're going to make a world of difference to a lot of people, me included.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So thank you very much.
Well, thanks for, I would just imagine a lot of people when it switched formats from country are like, boom, I'm out of here. Well, thanks for giving us a shot.
No, I don't think so. I feel like a lot of the music too is about struggles in country music too and love. And so I feel like it just kind of falls into place.
Good point.
Right? Amen. So God bless you and keep up the good work. I just love the station. So I hope you're very successful.
Well, that is so encouraging. Wow, I'm so glad you like it.
Have a great day.
You too. Wow, isn't that fun?
That's very fun.
That is awesome. I love that. You know, it reminds me, before I came to Family Life Radio, the other radio station I was working for, we purchased a radio station in Providence, Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
This is the station where Howard Stern got his start.
Oh,
we're talking a serious rock station, you know.
Ooh.
And I was so surprised that when it became a Christian music station, some people kept listening. And this one lady called up and she goes, I've been listening to the station since it flipped to Christian and I gave my heart to the Lord. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
So fast.
You know, I just want you to know, if you give to keep this ministry on the air, you're a part of bringing people to Jesus in Detroit that are listening to us right now, driving through the D. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much.
You've become a radio missionary.
Yeah, you have. No kidding. We really appreciate you. Maybe you have received a suspicious letter from the government. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So Joel Berry received one of these letters. It was placed in his mailbox. Mm. There's no postage on this letter, on the envelope.
Oh.
Okay. It just is written in pencil.
Uh-oh.
Joel Berry at the top. Urgent mail. Open immediately. Urgent is spelled E-R-G-E-N-T.
Of course.
So this is obviously a child's handwriting.
Okay, then, we're relieved.
Yeah, then you open it up, and here we go on notebook paper and pencil. Dear Joel Berry, for your kids, you must let them watch Iron Man tonight. Or you will die.
No.
From the government. I love the ingenuity.
Wow.
I love
yes.
Yes. You know, one way we're going to get Dad to let us watch Iron Man tonight is to write him a letter from the government.
What are those government letters that scare him so
You bad? Better open those.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Franz. We've got Lisa Turkhurst with us this morning. So the book is Good Boundaries and Goodbyes, Loving Others Without Losing the Best of Who You Are. And Lisa, you said we can set up boundaries for ourselves personally, but also for when we're at work. Talk about that.
There are requirements. It's not like you can, you know, say, well, I am no longer going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to come do the morning show. So I'm just going to draw a boundary with my boss and roll in at 7 a.m., you know?
I like that. The way you think.
So boundaries are not an excuse to be irresponsible or to peace out or tap out on what we should be doing. But what a boundary really is, a boundary helps us avoid extremes. Here's where a lot of us operate. We take it and take it and take it and take it. Like these little frustrations that turn into resentments over here until one day we just say, I can't take it anymore. I'm out. You see, boundaries help us avoid those extremes. Boundaries bring us back to the middle. And what a boundary really is, a great communication tool. Mm. So a boundary gives us the opportunity to establish what is and is not okay in this relationship, what we will and will not tolerate, what we do and do not have to give. Of course, balanced with the responsibilities that we have in that role, like, for example, with your job. But, you know, even with our coworkers or even with our boss, there may be times where effective communication can actually improve the relationship. I'm convinced more relationships die not because we attempt to have boundary conversations and they go poorly, but because we refuse to have the necessary conversations we needed to have all along.
Really is a great interview. Make sure you check out the full interview in our podcast. Time for that good news of the day. You have any? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Jake is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Where I was working, they found out that I wasn't quite happy there in the truck that I was driving. They knew I was wanting to drive a bigger truck. So he sent me to school. So when I told him I didn't have the money saved up for that, he wouldn't take no for an answer. But I went, and the whole time, for 3 weeks, I had no work. And I wasn't quite sure if we were going to make it, but yet inside, me and my wife, we had peace about it. And at the end, everything worked out. But before all that was done, I already had a guy calling me for another job.
Wow.
So God took care of that through it, because now I'm on my job for, I've been at this job now for a little over a week.
Mm.
And it's a better job than I could have asked for.
Wonderful.
Love that.
That's great news.
That peace when we think we're at wit's end, and yet God gives us that peace within us that God's got this.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it encourages somebody. Keep going. Whoever's in the middle of it, that they will keep going. Be trusting God, and that peace will pull you through. And at the end, it will be better than what you had.
That's good. That reminds me that scripture says, let peace rule in your heart like an umpire, calling the shots. Hey, do you have any good news to share? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. If you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. And the caller ID says, Thomas?
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just wanted to thank you guys for the encouragement. I heard a message from a young man who was training with a CDL license. And
yeah, Jake, you just heard his story. For the good news of the day.
I'm going through the fire right now where I'm kind of at a lower end job that I'm used to doing, and just taking a pause and a break from the regular job the career that I chosen. And I'm driving a truck too. And, you know, just going through that fire, just, you know, the finance is not there like I'm used to, and the job style that I'm used to, and just jumped into something new temporarily.
Uh-huh.
I think God has me here for a purpose. So that message that I heard earlier, that guy who was training, and then they sent him off for training, he didn't really have a job, but he stayed faithful and he had that peace. And I just want to say, I have that peace too.
Oh, good.
Going through it, me and my wife. And it was just a really good encouragement as I'm on my way to Tucson. With all the negativity, there's always some positive. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that ministered to you. That's great.
Yes, yes.
You know, and let me expound a little bit earlier. I mentioned that scripture that says, let peace rule in your heart as in an umpire. In other words, an umpire in baseball calls the shots, and you just follow peace. And that is the peace that passes understanding, because, you know, it doesn't make any sense why you should have peace in the situation you're in. When right. money, when income yeah. isn't there like it should be, and you're still having peace, well, that's God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much. You're very encouraging.
Well, good.
Really needed that, and I'm just so blessed.
Allison is with us. What's on your mind?
Just calling to let y'all know, it's just encouraging to hear the encouraging content and music on my drive this morning.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
Yeah. We have a recent cancer diagnosis in the family, and my new normal now is driving to the hospital in the morning.
Mm.
It's just encouraging. So keep doing what you're doing.
Allison, we're so sorry.
Is this your husband?
It is.
Oh. Mm. What's the prognosis for him?
It's stage 4.
Stage 4?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's in 2 places. But before he even went into surgery, he heard the Lord tell him, this is not unto death. And so I'm like, that sounds like a Bible verse, though.
It sure does.
I looked it up, and lo and behold, it is. Yeah, John 11, where he's talking about Lazarus. And he said, this sickness is not unto death.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious, what are you hearing that's so encouraging to you on the radio?
Just hearing other people's stories of their own encouragement, and the music just reminders of all the things that I need to hear. So
yeah, both of those things we credit to God, because people just on their own call in and share the faithfulness of God and what he's doing in their life. And I agree with you, when you hear somebody else's story, it's like, you know that God is no respecter of persons. If he can heal them of cancer, he can heal your husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your husband's name?
Jeff.
Well, Father, we just pray for complete and total wholeness for Jeff in Jesus' name. Jesus, your name is above every name, including the name of cancer, and you are the great physician. So we pray for wisdom and guidance for the doctors.
Yes.
And we just tell that cancer to go.
Yes.
And whatever means necessary, whether it's removal or you can do it right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank y'all.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening, and I'm glad it's encouraging you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? We want to hear at 888-888-9976. Brenda is with us from Michigan. What's going on?
In the midst of my grieving, joy cometh in the morning.
What are you grieving?
I am grieving the loss of my daughter and the loss of my dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but the Lord has made a way with the Holy Spirit. So I lost my daughter 5 years ago, still grieving over that. My dog has been gone about a week and a half, and I've had so many people praying for me. But yeah, God is so good. He is so good.
Mm.
He's able to take that pain and turn it into joy. I mean, everywhere you look, you see, you know, the beauty in things. You see what your eyes, you know, want to see.
Yeah.
So, it's up to you to be happy. And I am happy. I can say I'm happy.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yes, praise God. He's so good. He's so good.
I'm glad the station is ministering to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
I just want to thank you guys.
What kind of dog did you have? People have tried to argue with me about animals in heaven. And I'm like, well, you know, when God created the Garden of Eden and everything, I think he did that as an intention of what heaven might be like. And I think there were animals there, right? Am I wrong, guys?
No.
Paul loves the animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he rides through the clouds on a horse. You cannot tell me there are not animals in heaven.
Hey, good point. I didn't think of that.
Hey, that is right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so God bless you guys, and thank you so
you
much.
You too.
Yeah. Wow, joy in the middle of all that going on. That's joy by faith, isn't it? That's awesome. Hey, we want to hear what's bringing you joy today. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you. We're hanging out with Tiffany this morning. You said you were rudely awakened with an emergency over the weekend. Tell us what happened.
My family and I, we were sleeping about 3 o'clock in the morning. A car comes crashing through my kitchen window.
Oh, my.
And lands in my living room.
Boy.
On the other side of the wall where my living room is our master bedroom. My husband and I were sleeping in that room. My four children, because I have one young adult, he's 21, and then I have three teenagers. My 17-year-old was awake at the time when it happened. She actually saw the person. He got out of the car and he fled, but he was trying to get out of the house through the front door. Well, he bumps into her, knocks her down. She gets back up. Then he runs in the opposite direction, going back to the way that he came in. So there's a massive hole through my brick wall, through my kitchen window, and then the wall that separates my living room and the master bedroom, that wall completely destroyed. So he flees the scene. We wake up. So basically, we went to sleep in peace and we woke up in chaos.
No kidding.
But at the same time, you think about how that whole situation could have went 100 different ways. It could be to the point where I could not be speaking with you right now.
Absolutely.
Normally, I'm asleep on the sofa. We just got a brand new sectional. So I'm like enjoying my sectional and I normally fall asleep. It's very comfortable. Well, that particular night, I gotten up about 11:30, 11:45 and I went to bed. But thank God everyone was not in the living room when that happened.
If you just tuned in, we're talking with Tiffany, who has had a car plow into her house in the middle of the night. So I'm just curious, have they been able to find this person?
Yes. So the police are involved. We do have a detective because what happened was he was being chased. The people that were chasing him, it was basically a drug deal that went bad.
Oh.
And they were chasing him, shooting at him. So not only was there a big, massive holes in my house, but there were also gunshots.
Oh, wow. Let's add that into it as well.
Oh, yeah because yeah. The first is not...
Exactly. Let's just add more.
Yeah, so thankfully, the way that they were shooting, well, one particular bullet went from the outside of the house into my daughter's room, my 17-year-old, ricocheted off the ceiling, and landed in the opposite wall somewhere in my attic. But where that bullet landed, my mother-in-law, that's her bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so God was watching out for us.
No kidding.
The protection, the grace, the mercy of God was watching over us. And I thank God for you guys. You know, my radio is always on Family Life Radio. And during the times when you are going through stuff, because we're always going to go through stuff, but it's the thing of being intentional with the Word of God and what you're feeding your spirit. And those are the things that are going to lift you up in the times when you are down. And so I thank God for you guys. I thank God for Family Life Radio.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.